You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching on the importance of the local church. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I hope you've been getting a lot out of this about why the importance of the local church, why attend the local church. We're going to get into some interesting things today. Pastors, I really hope that you've been getting something out of it. And would I encourage you, you know, Christmas is coming up. If you're seeing how important the pastors are, take some time to encourage them. Whether it's finances should be involved, but at the very least, say, Pastor, I didn't realize how important you were in my spiritual walk, and you're going to find out really about that today. That it's extremely important. If you've missed any part of these broadcasts, I ask you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. So that you can listen to these things. There's a podcast there on a variety of subjects, a bunch of videos and things that, man, would really help you get established in the Word of God. And they're absolutely free. Our partners give every month, or sometimes people give one-time gifts in order to make this possible. And today we're going to give you an opportunity to give. Today's offering day on the broadcast, but we'll talk a little bit about that later. Now, again, let's kind of review. And these things, you know, Paul made this statement. He said, for me to say these same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safety. Paul says that the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth, okay? That it is the foundation of the church, okay? Where people, that you can hear all different sorts of things from apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, but the pastor is the one that predominantly is going to get you rooted and grounded in these truths. Again, you can go somewhere else and hear a great teaching, right? And hear it and get excited about it, and that can be thrilling, right? But the pastor is going to be there to remind you to live it. Pastor is going to be there to help you when you bump your head, when you're trying to live it, but things don't quite go right. But to get you grounded in it, okay? So, again, we're still talking about the importance of the local church in the pastor's office. The pastor is the one that's responsible for the local church. Why is the local church important? Because it keeps you grounded. Jesus said it'll keep you from being wearied and scattered. We also found from Jeremiah that when you go to church, you're supposed to be fed with knowledge and understanding. Your understanding of God is supposed to be increasing. Whoever told you that you're not supposed to be getting more and more intimate with God doesn't really know God, because you're supposed to be growing in this understanding. By the way, anybody who tries to make themselves your relationship with God, like you got to go to them to hear what God is saying, that's not a good pastor either, because a good pastor is going to want you to grow in your own knowledge and understanding. Listen, I love it when people have greater understanding than me in an area. It means that I'm doing my job. They caught a hold of something, and then they, you know, this is like hors d'oeuvres. You should really be having your own meal between you and Jesus and your Bible. Now, again, you're supposed to be fed with knowledge and understanding. It's supposed to bring increase to your life. This is the reason we go to the local church. It's supposed to bring increase to your life. That you're supposed to have, you're supposed to be able to experience Jesus wherever you go, not just in the building, but you get trained how to do it at the building. Then we switched over to Jeremiah chapter 23, and in verse 4 it says that God desires to set up shepherds over us. Now, that they are up and over. Your pastor is not... I believe that a pastor is basically like a chief elder to your church, but he's still the chief elder, or they're still the chief elder. You need to realize that there needs to be respect given to the office. That is the one, and we'll get into this later, but that's the one that Jesus sent to you, that it's a specific gift from God for you, and he is the anointed of God, just better than the guys on television or even the guys on radio, right? That's your anointed of God. So, and you need to, well, we'll get into that later. This is another reason we go to church, to be fed, okay? You're supposed to grow. You're supposed it's supposed to get down on the inside of you and to help you. The next thing is that they fear no more. Fear is supposed to be gone, right? That's another aspect of the local church. The other thing is that you not be dismayed. You're not discouraged. Furthermore, really, you should be encouraged, right? Encouraged to do the things of God. Encouraged to step out in faith. Encouraged to go ahead and believe God. Encouraged to have an intimate knowledge of God, just you and him. Now, we started on this yesterday. Neither nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. The local church is supposed to provide the things you need so that you won't be lacking. The Bible says, or people say, well, I don't need to go to church. I'm not lacking anything. You're wrong. Absolutely wrong. And people say, well, I listen to television all the time, or I listen to your broadcast all the time. You're wrong. No, the truth of the matter is that you, the word, Paul said, makes this statement here in 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 3, and I believe it's in verse 10. It says, let's start in verse 9. For what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before the Lord, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now, we might have covered this before, but I want to be clear about this. You're listening to me either on or watching me on YouTube, podcast, or the radio, right? And this is the way to reach a mass audience through the internet, however that might be. You might be listening to a CD, I don't know, or USB drive nowadays, I guess. But here's the thing. During Paul's day, the means of mass communication to the church was a letter. Just the means of mass communication to the church right now, we're using radio, internet, right? USB drives and stuff. That was the means of mass communication. In other words, they're reading this letter saying, you're not going to get everything out of this letter. I'm going to have to show up and we're going to have to be face to face. Now, remember, he would preach to thousands. So sometimes people say, well, I got a big church. You know, my pastor won't even know if I'm there. That's not the point. There's something about being in the service together where you can see your man or woman of God's face. Well, I can get that on the video. No, you can't. That's bull. You need to be there in the service. Plus, you need to show up so you can put your gifts into operation. But people say, well, I don't need to go to church. I don't lack anything. Paul disagrees with you. He says that you need to show up. We need to be in a service together so I can perfect that which is lacking in your faith. That there's things you don't know. There's things you need to be groomed in. There's things you need to be trained in, right? There's things that you need to learn and to become assured of. You're going to be lacking in your faith if you do not go to a strong local church. There's no other way around it. Okay? And if you think you can get it just by listening to me, no. Listen, do we want you to come visit our churches? Absolutely. Do I want to see you in church this weekend? Yes. Either our church or another strong local church, but you need to go to a church because you're not going to get it all listening to me, and you're not going to get it all watching online and all this other stuff. I don't care how great the ministry is. I don't care whether the service is an online church. It doesn't work that way. You need to be in a service because it's a he wants to see your face. See, that is so important. It's him seeing your face, not you seeing his face. You need to get a hold of that. You need to get a hold of that. Okay? And there's some reasons for that. Maybe we'll get into later. Now, this is one of the things, to be honest, the reason we're, and today is offering, and I'm going to ask you to give into this ministry, because this ministry is changing lives all over the world, and it is strengthening local churches. One of the things that happens when you give into this ministry is that we strengthen pastors. You know, I pastor pastors all over the world. Pastors are constantly calling me, asking me if I would be their pastor. Plus, we've started churches. And there's a reason that you, when and even if I'm not the church's pastor, we show up and make sure these pillars and grounds of the truth stay standing strong. Because if the shepherd is weak or if the shepherd gets struck, it's going to shatter the, it's going to scatter the sheep. And you have a part to this. In 2 Corinthians 1:15, it says, "And this is the confidence that I intend to come before you, that you might have a second benefit to pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you." Now notice this, "and be helped by you on my way to Judea." To be helped. When you give into this ministry, you're helping me to get to the next, to not just to you, but all the people after. You're helping me to be here to feed you day after day. You're helping me to be there for those pastors that are getting ready to quit, or the churches that are or that need to be stronger, the churches that need to be reminded about how important they are to the body of Christ. When you give into this ministry, that is your fruit. And Paul later talks to them about it, that in 8 and 9. And this is what I want for you. I want you to receive credit in heaven. Do I need your help? Yes, I need your help. Paul needed your help. Of course we're going to need your help. But this help, you, when we're talking about this strong local church, you are making strong local churches possible when you fund Curt Owen Ministries. Not just these teachings, but we go to churches absolutely free because you're our partners. Make that possible. Thank you for doing that. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for speaking people today. And I thank you, Lord, that you strengthen them with might through your spirit and their inner man, that they will be obedient. Lord, I thank you that where as they honor you, that you honor them. I thank you that they will not be lacking in anything. I thank you, Father, they'll keep their tithes in their local church. But Lord, they'll send a blessed offering, an abundant offering into this ministry to honor the word that they're being taught and to send us on our way to make sure there'll never be a pastor that quits again, that we could have changed their life. Thank you, Father. I command the blessing down upon them and everything that they set their hand to in the name of Jesus, because that's what you've done. And I thank you, Lord, that they are rewarded for this and that this will come back into their life 30, 60, and 100-fold. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to Michael. He's going to tell you how to give. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Curt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Curt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM partner to 44321. Help Curt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academic